So I just have myself two more questions. The first one is, as you look back on your time here, is there something that you are proud of in your work here? There may be many things, but can you think of one thing that you are willing
proud to of? One thing? So no, one thing is difficult. Well, let's say that during these 12 years now, yes, that I have spent here, I think that I can be proud, yes, of what has been done by my unit, by my department, myself and my colleagues also working with me. Because as you say, I was mentioning to you, to convince people that our job, our part, that we have also part in the mission, was not so easy. The most difficult things in this house is maybe to have the information on time, to get it on time. The job can be done, it is done by the judge in the court, they can take decision, they can take whatever, sign the paper, but they never think about forwarding or giving it to the press, and for the press to be able to react on time, to disseminate it on time, to do whatever should be done. That was from the beginning, I'm dealing with that, you know. Every time I have to try to convince people that, fine, what you think that is maybe confidential for you, maybe it is not, you know, for the press people. Confidential mean for you that it shouldn't be go out, or if it goes out, it can create problems, which is true, that we respect. But sometimes it is just from your perspectives, you know, that this is confidential, this is that. So, and as I told you, and as I told them sometimes, they can hide an information from me, and I receive the information from outside. I mean, from outside, I say, oh, something is wrong in these things. I'm an insider, inside the house. I don't have access to the information, and some of my colleagues who are freelance going around in the corridors or whatever can get it in this information and disseminate it before I get the information. And sometimes what's happened is that they come to me and ask, can you confirm the information? I say, how can I confirm information that I don't have? Where do you get the information, you people? And they say, okay, we have, you know, our networks, which is very good. I don't have any problem about that. But now things has really improved, yes, a lot, yeah, because I think that they know exactly what the press has done for them. I think that we have done an important job, but it is not enough for sure, because you know, you see where we are. You came from Washington, you see the time it cost you to join this place. Which I can say is out of. It took hours and hours to get here. See? But it is we have done what was in our possibility. It could have been improved if at the beginning, as I tell, if tomorrow they have to set a tribunal and I don't know, they consult me or they consult whatever journalist. First thing that I will tell them is, put in place a communication team, put in place an information teams, and around that maybe you can build your system, you can build your whatever you want. But without the information, part of the job will not be really done. That's on my view.
So I began that question asking you if there's something that you're proud of, and my understanding of that is how things have turned around here and how now there is a recognition of the important role that the press plays in order for the world, for the Rwandese, to know what's going on here. Is there the flip side to that question I'm also going to ask? So is there something that you are not so proud of from the press point of view, something that you wish either you could go back and change, or you would recommend for the future from the press perspective?
Yeah, yes, which is as you say, which is the the opposite of what I'm proud of, but it is included in that, yes, because I'm proud of the change of perspectives that I hope that have occurred here, you know, since I'm here, since I'm dealing with the colleagues from they can be office of the registrar, prosecutor of the chambers, for them now to know or now to feel that we are also part of the missions. The press is part of the mission, is that also but the word saying I'm not proud. But let us say that I could have been more. I could have convinced them, you know. I don't know, better convince them, you know, for the administration, because I depend. I'm part of the registry. Whatever I can do should be supported by the registry, should be supported by the administration. But as I could have been more diplomat or more which word to use, but I could have convinced them more for them, you know, to put in place whatever is needed, because up to now we don't know where we are. As I say, we are short of staff and whatever, things like that. And to try to respond to your question is that we have a press office downstairs, but it took me many years to convince them that we need a place to house journalists who come, you know, to visit us. They can be journalists coming for one day, or 3 or 2 days, or 1 week, or whatever, or being here in a permanent basis. But we should have what is called a press office, where we can put facilities like telephones, line, you know, electricity, tables for them, put the TV for them to screen what is going on. They don't need to go to the courtroom. They can sit there and watch in the screen what is going on, things like that. But it took me not fight, but, you know, arguing with people, you know, exchange of whatever. And I remember at the time, the chief administration at the time told me one day, can you imagine how you want to treat your journalists? You are treating them like your babies. Eh? You want to give them whatever they need. I say, yes, that's my job. I have to treat them well if you want them to report on our work. Well, anyway, I could have been more convincing. Yes, j'aurais dû être plus convaincant, we'll say in French.
Thank you. Yes.